America Weekend.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Very happy to have Michelle Jerson in studio today.
Thanks, Ed. It's so good to be here. So happy to have finally met you in person.
I know.
I've heard about you for so many years.
Yeah, and me about you. We've kind of like drifted in the radio stratosphere, and finally today we get together. So This is terrific. All right. Fashion rules that don't apply anymore. Do you consider yourself a slave to fashion?
Absolutely not.
Good for you.
Yeah, not at all. But it is funny because I was walking the other day and I just purchased this little white dress on clearance that I was so happy about because I never really shop at Bloomingdale's to begin with, but I went in there because I was looking for something and it was on clearance and I was thrilled. And I wore it once and I'm like, oh, it's after Labor Day. Does this mean I can't wear this dress anymore this season?
See? And who writes these rules?
Exactly.
This whole, for you, you can't wear white after Labor Day. It's bad. Will you be arrested? No. Will you be ostracized? I don't think so.
I know. I was wondering because I realized this when I looked down and realized I was wearing my white shorts after Labor Day. And I said, am I going to be looked down at? Is somebody going to stare at me on the subway because I have white shorts on?
I just realized, oh my God, I have white shorts on right now. I am in violation of so many fashion laws. I may not make it out of New York City this afternoon.
Oh my goodness. And did you also mix navy and black or brown and black?
No.
Isn't that a faux pas too?
It's a faux pas. There's some cheatsheet.com. These are fashion rules that do not apply anymore. Don't know if they ever did. And the first one is, as Michelle mentioned, don't mix black and brown or black and navy. It says here a surprising number of stylish people still follow these rules, but there are a few great ways to successfully wear these color pairings, which have traditionally been considered off limits despite the fact that all the colors in question are pretty neutral. What's the big deal? I've seen, when we were in the whole grunge era, Kurt Cobain came along, all color went away for 20 years.
Right.
Everybody was wearing black and navy blue.
Oh,
everything.
Yeah.
So what's so bad about that?
So are they just saying you can't wear them together?
Right.
Do they clash?
I've worn black and blue together. Now all of a sudden I feel as if that I've looked less than par all these years. Here's one. A great way to pair black and brown is to go for contrast. For instance, pair a cognac shoe with a black suit or a tan belt with a black Oxford shirt. Have a favorite pair of brown loafers? Actually, I do. Try them out with a pair of black denim. See, this is ridiculous.
Huh.
You're putting way too much thought into fashion and your outfit every day. If it's clean, I wear it.
Exactly.
If it's dirty, I don't.
Exactly. And it's a bonus if it has no wrinkles in it.
And that's why you buy the non-wrinkle material,
right,
which is a scam too. And I like try to walk out of the house and my wife like flags me down and I get that you're really going out of the house looking like that.
Okay.
And don't worry, the humidity will straighten the whole thing out. And it normally does.
I know.
How about this? Again, as we were talking, don't wear white between Labor Day and Memorial Day. Really? I mean,
But then it goes on to further say that it's okay for sweaters like cashmere and white wool, but nothing like light fabric. Like my shorts or my dress aren't going to fly.
So it's illegal to wear your dress. That dress that you were so happy to get on clearance from Bloomingdale's.
I know.
That's why it was on clearance.
Next year. Exactly.
And what a shame. So I know that on the day after Memorial Day, I'll be thinking, you know what? Michelle's trying that dress on.
That's right.
And if it fits, she's going to wear the hell out of it all summer.
Or she's getting on a plane and going somewhere where it's acceptable to wear it.
Are the fashion police concerned that you're going to blend in with snow? Is that the issue with the white? Really?
I don't know.
Walking down the street. All of a sudden, it's snowing. It's the happy times of the holiday season. If I want to look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and be white, I can.
Exactly.
I don't understand that.
Well, they do promote, though, like winter white. And they say, like with sweaters, like I have a winter white coat, like a winter coat. So that's okay, I guess.
Well, I guess to these people, it's not. That's a major violation. Stick to navy and black suits. Really? Especially when it comes to their work wardrobes. Most guys err on the conservative side, and tradition encourages most not to stray beyond the basics, like black and navy suits. Well, wait a minute. Over the last couple of years, color has come back, and it's come back with a vengeance. I've seen powder blue suits.
Yes.
I've seen like gold suits. Now,
gold suits.
Yes, I did. Now, it's a little jarring to see somebody walking down the street like that. It's a little weird, but I've seen it. And if you look in the window from some of these fashion conscious stores, you see much more than just the traditional black and navy suits. The gray suits, the brighter gray suits are also coming back now as well.
Okay.
Now, you may have a job where they may say, no, we don't want any kind of color in the workplace.
Right.
All right, we're recording this show right now in the Financial District in New York City. you know, the movers and shakers of financial world, they're not going to be walking down wearing a peach suit, down Wall and Broad, no. But still, I think it's good to put a little bit of color into your wardrobe.
I agree. And it's the same for women who wear black all over New York City.
Yes.
Like, I have this one dress that I love, and it's multiple colors and, like, boxes. And I tell you, every time I wear it, literally strangers on the street, I love your dress, I love your dress. And that was another clearance purchase. Like, that was, like, the best find ever. It was about $5 at Ann Taylor Loft.
And people are stopping you on the street?
I've had it for maybe 3 years now.
Hey, it's Michelle Jersey. And look at that dress.
No,
that
they
wearing.
Don't care who I am. But they're just like, it's a dress that's not black. And so I feel like people need to wear more color. And there's something wrong with that. I was in heaven.
And you know, Loft? $5?
And you know, as a woman, not only when somebody compliments your dress, do you just say thank you, you have to be like, and I got such a deal. You wouldn't believe. It's just like you foam at the mouth.
So it's a conversation. You tell them, let me tell you how I got this dress.
Exactly.
It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I walked by Ann Taylor Loft. Something was telling me, come inside. And there it was for $5, and I bought it.
Yep.
Match your belt to your shoes. Now, I always thought this was, and still I feel uncomfortable if my belt does not match my shoes. Mm. I think this is a good one.
Yeah, I do too. Yep.
The black belt and the brown shoes, that doesn't go well. Right. It looks kind of weird, especially on a man.
Right.
And I would imagine for a female it's the same thing.
Yeah, I guess so. Let me see. Wait, I have a black belt on, and my shoes are gold.
Okay.
I guess I'm in a fashion faux pas today.
I'm going to have to call 911.
Fashion.
I'll get arrested by doing so. That's okay. We'll let it go. I'm actually wearing a black belt with gray shoes.
Oh.
Now, all right, it's kind of in the family.
Yep.
Black, gray, you can get away with that. Just, you
that's
know.
Not bad.
And I'm wearing shorts today because it's 115 degrees in New York in September. Which,
so
you know,
are we not supposed to wear? So if our shorts happen to be white, we can't wear shorts. But it's our only pair of shorts because it's after Labor Day.
Only pair of clean shorts today. I had the blue ones. That wasn't going to work either. So, and then the other one, let's say, don't mix patterns. This is a good one because, okay, we both come from a time where kids of like the 70s, 80s, when there was a lot of wild stuff going on.
Yeah.
And
yep.
you had lines going this way and lines going that way and plaids all over the place. And then plaid came back a couple of years ago.
I saw that. Oh, yep. Plaid was back. I was waiting for the belt buckles to come back.
Oh, thank God that didn't come back. But plaid came back on like light-colored men's shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a pair. I brought it home and my wife yelled at me, don't expect me to wash those ugly things.
Wow.
Yes. And it stuck. And I wore it a couple times or I get the don't wear it around me comments.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's enough to stick in your mind if she threatens not to wash them.
That's exactly right. Horizontal stripes are unflattering.
Yeah, that I've always been told.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Does it? Because it makes you look bigger.
Right.
The vertical stripes.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, you're trying to think, what items of clothing actually will have horizontal stripes? If you're a grown-up, I could see like an 8-year-old boy walking around with a polo shirt on with stripes going that way. Do they really make a lot of stuff for men, per se, that have horizontal stripes, especially if it's going to make you look bigger?
I don't know. For men, I haven't seen any. I know I have a top that has horizontal stripes. It's just like a summer short sleeve cotton top. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. But
what'd you pay for it?
That I don't remember, but I've had it for so many years that it's made its money.
See, I thought we were going to get the story. I was walking by Bloomingdale's or whatever. Boom, I got it for $9.50.
I know. I'm sure it was some great deal because I don't really splurge on clothes.
Okay.
I really get deals.
How about this one? Don't wear denim on denim. How much denim is really good? You know, I've seen
a lot of denim.
That's a bad combination. You start looking at like a denim jacket and a denim pair of jeans. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking biker, you know?
Exactly. I mean, I know I used to do that. Probably in the 80s, I had my denim jackets.
You had a jean jacket, too?
I had a jean jacket, a jean skirt, jean everything, jean overalls.
Yes. And then like they started going crazy with denim. They had button-fly jeans for men, which just confused the hell out of me. And I had the jean jacket. It was just, it was too much after a while.
Right.
I look back at pictures, and you think, what the hell was I thinking about?
I know. And I remember I had a long jean skirt, and it took me forever to figure out whether or not I should throw it out or stop wearing it.
But
I don't know. I just kept looking at it and I'm like, oh, I really like it.
But you
kept wearing it.
You couldn't
but
let it go.
I couldn't let it go.
Do you still have it?
No.
Sure?
I think it's in storage.
So you do still have it. You do see? See.
I can't let go.
The storage facility is simply acceptable hoarding. That's
what
that
is. Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. And right now, a lot of that is in my parents' attic, and I'm sure they are sick of it. And
now,
they
there's
want
a show
out.
Segment.
They
want... What's in Michelle's parents' attic?
There's a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, if this ever becomes a television show, that's a really good idea for a segment. So there we go. People are still doing what they want to do. I'm just glad color is back. Because during the whole grunge period, mm-hmm. when everything was black, navy blue, dark, dark. Red was simply like a dark maroon.
Yeah.
It was boring.
I agree.
And people really are now starting to come around and buy the colorful winter coats. Last mm-hmm. winter was the first winter when you started to see color.
Right.
Because before that, it was just everything was just this dark, depressing, muted mm-hmm. look. And I'm kind of glad that color is
Me
back.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. I'm a color girl.
Good.
I
see,
like
that's
it.
Good to know. All right. So we've established here that she has a lot of interesting clothes, that she has tons of stories for, that she got on really good prices, and that we need to find out what she is storing in her parents' attic, and one day we will find out.
Oh, joy.
Yes, oh, joy indeed. All right, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki, along with Michelle Gerson, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.